And now this is a dictation for James Carey, C-A-R-Y, January 5, 61, addresses a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, consultation for Mr. Carey with abnormal kidney function progressive over the last few years. Comes accompanied with wife. The only symptoms that they have noticed is the urine flow is decreased. There is frequency, urgency, nocturia. Recent incontinence the last few months only at night. Denies abdominal back pain. Denies bone discomfort. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood or foaminess. He has a normal PSA. There has been a stable weight, appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, no recent palpitations. He has atrial fibrillation on treatment, cardiology, Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, everything is stable. Has not required any oxygen, CPAP machine, or inhalers. Denies skin rash, bruises, denies headaches, or review system is negative. Next paragraph, denies smoking, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, prior colonoscopy, 10 years back, negative, supposed to have one 2 days from now. Right side of the carpal tunnel. Next paragraph. He is a farmer. He's been exposed to a number of chemicals. He tries to use a mask for protection. Next paragraph, medications. On Eliquis, E-L-I-Q-U-I-S, bisoprolol, for high blood pressure, just started Norvas, takes vitamins, antiarrhythmics, Flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 168, height 68.5, blood pressure 130 over 70 on the left, 134.72 on the right. Alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no respiratory distress, no major skin, mucosal, or joint abnormalities, normal eyes, normal mucosal, no palpable thyroid, carotid, Brewer's, JVD, respiratory, cardiovascular, appears normal, liver, spleen, normal, no ascites. He has a mass all the way up to the umbilical scar, likely related to enlargement of the bladder, which is not tender, good peripheral pulses, no edema, and no neurological problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Few days ago, July 21st, creatinine 2.16 for a GFR of 34. And that represents stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.2 with an MCB 96. The change of creatinine 0.9 all the way up to 2017. 2019 up to 1.1, and then nothing until this year, April 1.7, May 1.8, June 2.1, and now the present numbers. Normal glucose, normal liver function test albumin, in June, urine, no blood protein or cells. PTH elevated 115, normal phosphorus. A1C 5.5, 5.7. PSA 2.4, and this is from a couple of years back. Few years back, a kidney ultrasound without obstruction. Normal size, 10.7, right and left. At that time, prostate was reported a volume of 14.7. Bladder pre-voiding was 173. They did not do a post-void. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has obstructed uropathy with progressive renal failure, likely in relation to urinary retention. Kidney ultrasound requested a stat. It's been read as bilateral hydronephrosis and distended bladder around 2,000 pre, around 1,300 post-void. Discuss with patient and wife, send to the emergency room to have a folic catheter placed. We will arrange follow-up with urology. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. Recent electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus within normal limits. Mild degree of anemia. Does have secondary hyperparathyroidism. Does not require treatment. Is not on nephrotoxic agents. Continue management of his atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Monitor kidney function as the present antiarrhythmic flecainide might need to be changed. Continue bisoprolol Norvasc. Urine shows no activity for infection, no blood protein or cells. We will monitor after folic catheter place to see how much kidney function will return to normal. I will not be surprised if he remains with chronic renal disease. Urology will do final workup for the reason for the urinary obstruction. As a farmer, he's been exposed to a number of chemistries. He is not a smoker. Hopefully, there is no underlying malignancy. All issues discussed with the patient at length in the office, and I called them this afternoon with results of the ultrasound. End of dictation.